Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Hi, and welcome to Simply Holding, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and today's show is all about coming down the home stretch of Advent. That's right, we're almost there. We're almost to the end of Advent. And after Advent, of course, comes Christmas. And so we've got just a handful of days left to prepare for the coming of the Savior. So we'll be talking today about the O Antiphons, and I'll explain more what those are. We're also going to be talking about how to pray with them, how to pray with those O Antiphons, and then finally, how to make the absolute most of these last days before Christmas. Hey, thanks so much for your support and prayers. I can't neglect to say that. I have to always put that up front in my podcast. Thank you for your support and your prayers. Thank you for spreading word about the show. I truly appreciate it. Simply Holy gets to be known because of you and because of you sharing the podcasts with the people in your life. Thank you also for your prayerful support and encouragement in helping me to lead the world to Christ through Mary. Let's pray before we get into our topic today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be together. Thank you for the opportunity to put this podcast together. The equipment, the technology. Thank you, Father, for encouraging my listeners to tune in to Simply Holy. Mother Mary, thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your prayers for me and for those who listen to Simply Holy. Thank you for being our mother and for saying yes to being God's mother. Heavenly Father, we ask you, please, to grant us open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and his mother have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Again, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and we have an inspiring show today as we together come down the home stretch of Advent. The home stretch of Advent. First, let's talk about those O antiphons. What are they? What are we talking about? Now, O as in the letter O, capital O, as in O wisdom, O leader, O God Almighty, that kind of O, not O-H exclamation mark as in O. I'm surprised at something. No, the O antiphons. The Roman Catholic Church has been singing the O Antiphons since at least the 8th century. So it's a long-standing tradition in our faith. They are the antiphons that accompany the Magnificat canticle of evening prayer from December 17th through the 23rd. They accompany the Magnificat canticle of evening prayer. So that home stretch of Advent, December 17th through the 23rd. Within these antiphons is a great amount of biblical imagery that's drawn from the messianic hopes of the Old Testament. They proclaim the coming of Christ as the fulfillment not only of Old Testament hopes, but present ones as well, as in your hopes and my hopes for now, for today, for this Christmas. They repeat again and again that imperative, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. This embodies these antiphons, this plea, come, Lord Jesus. This embodies the longing of all of us for the divine Messiah. Now, there are 7 of them, and they're really short. So I'm going to pray them with you right now in this podcast. It won't take long. So sit back and just listen to these beautiful verses. All right, just take it in. And then we'll talk more once I've prayed them. And so again, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first O Antiphon for December 17th is, O wisdom of our God Most High, guiding creation with power and love, come to teach us the path of knowledge. The next is, O leader of the house of Israel, giver of the law to Moses on Sinai, come to rescue us with your mighty power. December 19th is, O root of Jesse's stem, sign of God's love for all his people, come to save us without delay. Next, O key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal wisdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. And again, O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, sun of justice, come and shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. And next, O King of all nations and keystone of the church, come and save man, whom you formed from the dust. And then finally, the O Antiphon for December 23rd. O Emmanuel, our King and giver of the law, come to save us, Lord our God. Isn't that beautiful? They're so beautiful, and they're so short, and yet they are so packed with meaning, these O Antiphons. So, how can we pray them? Because the Psalms, antiphons, these are poetry, but they're also prayers. They're meant to be prayed, not just listened to, but prayed. And so here's what I recommend for you to do. And I do highly recommend that you pray the O Antiphons in these days coming up. So, read through the antiphon slowly. Now, you can find those online. They're so easy to find. The USCCB, so the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, has them on their website. And so you could look them up right there. Maybe you have you know, Liturgy of the Hours, a book that contains them. Either way, wherever you find them, read through the antiphon slowly. Okay? Read it through slowly. And then meditate on the words. Don't read through them all at once, one at a time. And meditate on those words. Let the meaning come to you. Don't try to force it. Don't try to twist it around in your head. Or don't try to figure out what you're supposed to get from it. We do that so often. We try to figure out, what am I supposed to get from this prayer or this verse or this scripture passage? And really that circumvents the activity of the Holy Spirit. You know, He knows, the Spirit knows what you need from that. So just accept it and don't struggle with it. And then finally, after you've read that antiphon, allow yourself to picture the scene in the best way you possibly can. If you know, the nicest would be if you could close your eyes for a little bit and just think about it. But picture the scene. Let it come alive for you. You know, think about the people of Israel. Think about that yearning for the Savior. Think about your own yearning for the Savior. And let that scene come to you and sit with it for a while. Go back to the antiphon if you like and read it again and repeat that same process. Read it slowly, meditate on the words, and then picture the scene. Let God show you what He wants you to see from those words. Now, the next point I'd like to cover in this podcast is how to make the most of these last days before Christmas. So, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma, I am a very busy woman with a very busy schedule. I've got a husband who needs tending to. He can do most of the things by himself, but he needs me. I have friends. I have so many responsibilities, and it's very easy for me to be caught up in all of those shoulds. Oh, I should get the tree decorated. I should have this and this done. I should go shopping. I should get those Christmas cards out. I should give so-and-so a call. All of these things that go along with the season and preparing for Christmas. There's a million of them, I know. And then there's, on top of that, you've got the crowds and you've got the traffic. You got crabby people, which is inevitable this time of year. I've never been able to understand that, how people can be crabby at this time of year. But that's a whole nother podcast. It's a lot. And I'm sure that you have a lot. I have a lot to do. I'm sure you have a lot to do. And it's very easy to get sucked into that and go crazy trying to figure out, how am I going to get this done? When am I going to do it? On and on and on. Or maybe we don't even feel like doing anything. Maybe we feel kind of frozen and, oh, I just don't want to deal with this. But we're given a golden opportunity here in this home stretch of Advent. How do we make the most of it? We have these days right before Christmas in which we really can prepare well, even though most of Advent is already passed. It's not too late. It is absolutely not too late to pick up the pieces, to pick up the steam, so to speak, and to run well that home stretch. And how do we do that? Well, here's what I suggest to you. What I suggest to you is that you choose one old antiphon each day. You can mix them up if you like. There's no law against that. Nothing bad's going to happen if you mix them up. So pick whatever one inspires you. Or if you want to follow along with the church, the universal church, then do them in the order that's given on the bishop's website, the order that they are prayed in the Liturgy of the Hours and the Magnificat canticle for each of the days. But one a day. Pray one antiphon using that method I just taught you each day. So read it, meditate on it, picture it, one each day, and then either write out, you know, they're very short, they only take a couple minutes to write it out, the antiphon for the day, or if you want, you know, copy it and print it from the web, whatever. But get a copy, a physical copy that you can keep with you throughout the day. Figure out what you're going to do with it to make it obvious. I mean, if you're working in an office, you might want to hang it on your computer. Maybe you want to keep it in your wallet. Maybe you want to tack it to a prominent place in your home. But either way, get a copy of it. And then three times each day, pray that same antiphon. Three times each day of this home stretch. Pray it using the method I taught you. So read it slowly, meditate on the words, and picture it three times each day. And if you can't stop, if you can't pause, because I understand busyness, at least read through it. At least pull it out of your pocket or go to the place that you have it posted and read it. All right, one each day. And then ask our Blessed Mother Mary to accompany you on this home stretch and vice versa. In other words, ask her to accompany you as you are making the most of these last days of Advent. And then ask her to allow you in your heart and mind to accompany her, because this is also her time to prepare for the coming of the Savior. I know we don't think about that so often. You know, we think, oh, well, that was way back then, and how beautiful that was. The Holy Family goes on their journey to Bethlehem, and maybe some of us have traditions that trace their journey. But really, even now, you know, because Christmas is new every year for all of us. Christ comes anew every single year for all of us. So this is her Advent as well. And so ask her, just a short prayer. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Ask her to accompany you and allow you to accompany her in this home stretch toward Christmas. And then I'd like you, as you are, well, it'd be nicest if you could just sit quiet, but I understand it might not be possible to sit quiet, but perhaps as you're waiting in traffic, perhaps as you're waiting in line at the mall, perhaps as you're wrapping Christmas presents, maybe even as you're decorating or cooking, maybe while you're baking, whatever it is, whatever it is you have to get done, go ahead and do that. But as you're doing it, take your mind to the nativity scene. Take your mind to Bethlehem and consider what the coming of the Savior means for you personally. So allow yourself, you know, people daydream while they're doing stuff all the time. So this is kind of a form of structured daydreaming. And allow yourself to daydream, to consider What does this mean for me? Ask yourself that. The coming of the Savior way back in time, more than 2,000 years ago. What does that event mean for me? How does that affect me? How does that affect my life? How does it affect my work, my personality, my faith, my family? How does that affect me? What does this mean to me for my life? What does this mean to me personally? The fact that he came to earth. And then consider what that means, will mean for you this Christmas. Because as I just said, he comes anew every single Christmas. That's why we go through in the Catholic Church all of the prayers and the motions and the contemplations and all of these things, the liturgies, preparing once again for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. Because he comes anew every single year. He comes anew. He wants to be a part of us. He wants to come anew into our hearts, into our homes, into our lives. So consider this Christmas, what will that mean for you? What does the coming of the Savior mean for you personally? It's a lot, and if you allow yourself to consider that, even amid your busyness, and I understand it could be somewhat of a distracted considering, no matter. You know, if you ask the Holy Spirit for help, he will put into your heart what you are to be given. What does it mean? What does it mean for you, my friend? The coming of the Savior. We have only these last few days, not only to consider that, but to prepare those hearts of ours, yours, mine, to prepare our hearts to fully accept the Savior when he comes on Christmas. Because it's going to be something awesome, I promise. It will be absolutely amazing if you allow it to be so. This home stretch of Advent could be your most fruitful time of the entire Advent season this year. Don't lose it. Don't lose that opportunity. Take advantage of it. Remember those O antiphons. Remember what I've taught you in this podcast, to pray them and to meditate on them and to picture them each day leading up to Christmas. Your Christmas will be so much more meaningful, so much more fruitful if you do that. Well, my friends, sadly, it's time to bring our time together to a close. And that makes me a little bit sad, but it also helps me to look forward to the next podcast. And it makes me excited for you as you make the most of this home stretch toward Christmas. Hey, if you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become a part of my ministry, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, Merry Monday, a little boost for your week each week, or if you'd like to invite me to speak at your conference, your parish, your retreat, please visit margefenelon.com. That's margefenelon.com. There's a wealth of awesome inspiration waiting there for you. You also connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. So you can connect with me on social media. You can also connect with me via email by going to my website and clicking on the contact tab along the top menu. Just search for Marge Fenelon, and you will find me either on my website or social media. Before you go, let me ask, please, that you help me bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with people in your life. Please share it. Please encourage others to listen and to share it as well. Simply Holy has an important mission because holiness is obtainable. Not only that, but we are called to holiness. So it's a must. Hey, thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.